One of seven children who grew up on a dairy farm in far north Queensland's Atherton Tablelands has been judged the winner of the 2021 Queensland Ag Show Dairy Cattle Young Judges and Paraders State Finals. COVID-19 lockdowns cancelled last year's competition. The event was postponed when this year's ECCA was also cancelled. Jennifer Nichols caught up with 19-year-old Jerry English from Malanda at Mullaney on the Sunshine Coast and asked him what it felt like to win both categories of the competition.
Oh, I was definitely pretty happy with it. It just makes it worth coming down when you have a real good day like that. And, yeah, pretty pleased with the outcome. So, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Jerry English, tell me about your history in dairying.
Off a dairy farm in North Queensland in Malanda. We've had Illawarras there for over 100 years. Been showing Illawarras at the Malanda Show for over 100 years. Yeah, I've been leading cows for as long as I can remember. And I've been judging them for a few years too.
Now, we all missed out on the ECCA this year because of the pandemic, so unfortunately you didn't get to go in the big ring, but here we are at Mullaney. How was the competition today?
It was a good competition. Glad we could do something and actually have a state finals rather than not have anything at all. It would have been good to have it at Brisbane, but at least we could have something a couple of months later, so pretty good.
Jerry English, how old are you?
Nearly 20, so I'll be 20 in a couple of weeks.
And is dairying what you want to do for your career?
I think at this stage, probably is, yeah. I've been doing it long enough, and if I didn't like it, I probably wouldn't still be doing it now, so... Yeah, at this stage, pretty happy with it.
Take me over these cows in front of us, or heifers, and tell me what you're looking for when you're judging.
Righto. So the main part of a dairy cow is she produces milk, so you want them to have a good udder. These are only dry heifers, but you can still see the formings of an udder. She has four teats, they're good size, good placement. She looks like she'll have a nice wide rear udder, and you want the rear udder to come up nice and high. You want a dairy cow to have plenty of capacity, so good spring rib, good depth, plenty width through the chest, good wide muzzle, nice strong across the top line there, and you want them to walk on a good set of feet and legs. They're sort of the main things you look for with dairy cows. You want them to have plenty of capacity.
And when you're leading them around the ring, what's the secret to doing it the best way?
So with dairy cows, you just want to take them nice and steady, really show them off. Just make them look the absolute best.
There is something about being in the ring there, isn't there?
You want to do your best because there's so many people watching. If you're not doing a real good job, people will pick up on it pretty quickly. So, yeah, you always want to try and do your best and have a quiet cow that's not playing up too much. Makes it a lot easier.
Tell me about your average day.
So I get up about 4:30 and then I go to work. We're milking about 300 cows at the moment. So milk them, then feed the calves, feed a bit of grain and that sort of thing. Then usually by that time we have breakfast, a bit of tractor work during the day, start mixing feed for the cows and then get the cows in the milk in the afternoon and feed the calves again. So that's pretty standard sort of a day. It changes a lot. Plenty can go wrong. And
yeah, there's always something cropping up on a farm, isn't there? Oh,
it doesn't take much for something to go wrong and all your plans are out the window.
And is your dad still involved with the business?
Mum and Dad, they still run the farm at home. I work on a different dairy farm. Dad milks just about every day at home and Mum feeds the calves and that sort of thing. So,
any other members of the family?
One older sister, and she does a bit of relief milking on a few different farms, and then I've one younger sister, she does milking on one farm, and then a younger brother and three younger sisters.
How many are you in the family?
Seven kids.
Wow.
So
that's a lot of hands to help out.
That's one good thing. It's you have a good workforce between the seven of us. With so many people, it doesn't take too long to get in and get the job done.
What do you enjoy most about being in this industry?
Oh, probably it's a lot of work, you put in a lot of work, and when you see the results, like you come to the show and you get champion cow or whatever, or you have cows at home that are producing a lot of milk, you're pretty happy when that sort of thing happens and you see the results of the hard work that you put in, so yeah.
Trevor Beckingham is the General Manager of Queensland Ag Shows.
This isn't Jerry's first attempt at this. He's been a rising star for some time. He was actually runner-up last year, so he would have ended up, if he'd won last year, would have ended up in Sydney anyway. But I think Jerry has a huge future in front of him. He's been on the show circuit for a number of years already. He was judging, I saw him judge at Bow Desert 3-4 years ago, and that's when he was a fresh 16-year-old. So his heart and soul is in it, and I think he holds a lot of the future in his hands, not only for Queensland, but also for the dairy industry.
And the Far North Queensland dairy
and Far North Queensland in particular, because people tend to forget there is a very strong dairy industry up on the Atherton Tablelands, and Jerry is an integral part of that with his family.
That's Trevor Beckingham. He's the General Manager of Queensland Ag Shows. And congratulations again to Melanda's Jerry English for winning both the category of Young Dairy Judge and Young Dairy Parader at the state finals for 2021. And here's a sign of the 19-year-old's commitment. It took him 4 days to do the return road trip to the Sunshine Coast just to compete. And pandemic permitting, he'll compete in the Nationals at next year's Sydney Royal Show. Fingers crossed for you, Jerry.